Good day, and welcome to DP Eurasia Trading Update. Today's conference is being recorded. For the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, you will have the opportunity to ask questions, and this can be done by pressing star one on your telephone keypad to register your question. If you require assistance at any point, please press star zero and you'll be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to Aslan Saranga, CEO. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our trading update for June 2023. I have my colleagues, CFO Neval and Investor Relations Director İlknur with me. So it has been a strong first half performance as we continue to successfully implement our targeted action plan to mitigate the ongoing macro challenges that management has deep experience in navigating. As a result, we are reporting excellent and sustained like-for-like growth, enabling us to upgrade full year guidance and continued network expansion. The board is proud of the group's reaction to support colleagues impacted by February's devastating earthquake. We are restoring impacted operations and continue to stand in solidarity with our employees, business partners, and wider community. I would like to now talk about some of the highlights of our business. We have a strong overall performance with group system sales for continuing operations up to 33%. I would like to remind you that this is inflation-adjusted figures. Pre-inflation adjusted numbers is 97%. And 26% on a like-for-like basis, leading to upgraded full year like-for-like growth guidance. We have delivered excellent like-for-like growth in Turkey of 27% amid a sustained inflationary environment, reflecting our ongoing focus on network expansion, strategic pricing, product and service innovation. As our Azerbaijan and Georgian operations delivered like-for-like growth of 5% and 4% respectively in local currency. In Domino's Turkey, our targeted strategy focuses on three areas: strategic pricing and product innovation, continued digital innovation, and operational efficiencies to generate sustainable profitability. This approach has enabled us to combat the high levels of volatility in the regions in which we operate. Our focus on product innovation remains integral. We continue to broaden our entry price product range and launched a new mushroom pizza in January, which has reached good volumes. Following the successful Pizzetta launch last year, we added new varieties to further enhance the potential of this product line. In addition, our new Snacks from the Oven range was launched in February, presenting a broad choice of attractively priced products to customers who increasingly seek value and affordability. The latest addition to our product range, Pizza X-Large, has contributed well in its early stages and in line with our internal expectation, with a Turkish nationwide advertising campaign being rolled out in July. We expect the contribution from Pizza X-Large to continue to improve. We continue to improve our online proportion of our sales, and digital innovation remains an important enabler for us to enhance the customer experience and further solidify our robust positioning for the online ordering channel. Our online delivery system sales in Turkey increased to 84%, which was 81% in year 2022, as a share of delivery system sales. This is 3 percentage points higher than last year, reflecting our robust positioning for the online ordering channel. Strong Turkish online system sales growth of 31%. We retain a fundamental commitment to ensuring franchisees remain profitable. As a result, franchise demand for both Domino's Pizza and Coffee continues to be very healthy. We have a strong pipeline of new sites and are confident that 2023 will be another solid year for network expansion. Following a swift response to the devastating earthquake in Turkey in February, which resulted in temporary closure of 12 Domino's Pizza stores, three have been reopened. New store openings momentum has been maintained. 47 Domino's Pizza openings in Turkey year on year, reflecting a strong demand profile. The coffee network has now exceeded 50 store milestone, having increased 36 stores year on year to 51. We are on track with our guidance, 50 to 60 net coffee opening in full year 23. Georgia has now 6 Domino's Pizza, an increase of 1. Consumer demand for coffee stands very strong, owing to its already proven sales performance. This demand, alongside our ambitious target for 2023, will enable us to add further scale to the business. The growth opportunity for coffee remains significantly with excellent market dynamics in Turkey for the coffee subsegment. Coffee delivered $96 million to the group's system sales, and it is up 340%. The group continues to evaluate its presence in Russia and, as previously announced, is considering various options which may include a divestment of its Russian operation. Although a sales process is increasingly challenging, in the meantime, the group continues to limit investments in Russia and remains focused on optimizing the existing store coverage. At period end, total number of stores in Russia stood at 142, compared to 184 at June 2022. Our liquidity position as of 30 June 2023 is $370 million cash and undrawn bank facility of $515 million. While we remain mindful of sustained macroeconomic volatility and inflation, our first half performance was better than the board's expectations, thanks to solid volume generation and customer acquisition. The board is therefore confident that like-for-like inflation adjusted growth will be in the low teens for the full year 2023, better than the previously expected high single-digit figure. Guidance for store opening and capital expenditure has been maintained. 2023 guidance is now as follows. Like-for-like growth rate will be low teens. Domino's Pizza net store openings will be 35 to 40. Coffee net store openings will be 50 to 60. Capital expenditure will be 160 million Turkish lira. Overall, we are pleased with the strong first half performance with strong customer acquisition and elevated volumes. We'll continue to deliver on our targeted strategy to make the most of what continues to be a significant growth opportunity. With the board is conscious of the ongoing uncertainty, current trends suggest that adjusted EBITDA for 2023 is likely to be above the current market expectations. Thank you for listening to us, and if you have any further questions, please, we will be happy to answer your questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question from the queue, it's star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question over the phone. We will take the first question from Anubhav Malhotra from Liberum. Please go ahead.
Hi, Adlan. Congratulations on a very strong performance in the first half. I'll just ask a couple of questions. Firstly, about franchisee store opening appetite. I mean, given the increase in interest rate that's been happening in Turkey at the moment, how confident do you remain about the appetite for franchisee store openings going forward? And then second question is around your CapEx guidance. So I don't think you're opening a lot of corporate stores at the moment, except for a few in the coffee business. So if you just remind me where that CapEx is being is planned to be spent this year? Thank you.
I didn't understand the last part of the question, like
the capital expenditure plans for 160 million. You're not opening a lot of corporate stores at the moment. So I'm just wondering where it is being spent.
Yeah, what is the capital expenditure?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Look, I mean, our franchise demand has been very strong since year 2021. And half of it is coming from the existing franchises. And we still have Turkish population is now close to 90 million in the last 15 years, 10 to 15 years, the population has increased. Our good value strategy is increasing our market, and as you know, our menu has changed a lot in the last 5 years. We are not only a pizza company in Turkey, we are like a big QSR company. Therefore, the market is growing in Turkey, and we are opening in a lot of new white space area. And the payback for the franchisee is still 3 years. I mean, that's a very good opportunity for our franchisees, for our new investors. And we are a very reputable quick service restaurant brand in Turkey, doing business last 25 years, and franchisees are making money. So therefore, even in the very difficult times, so I believe we don't have any problem with our guidance, and we will deliver the guidance that we have set. And in the first 6 months of the year, we opened 22 stores, and our guidance is 35 to 40 stores. So I think that number will be achieved. Regarding your question about capital expenditure, you are right. I mean, because in our strategy in Domino's, we do not have plans to open any corporate stores with Domino's. Maybe there could be something in strategy, but at the moment we don't have any investment plan. So we are planning to open 10 to 15 coffee stores, strategically. But the main idea in coffee in the medium term is to grow with franchising. Reason why we are opening these coffee stores will be to accelerate the growth in the cities where we think there is a high potential. Now, about the 160 million. Which is right now around dollar olarak $5-6 million. $5-6 million. So the $1.5 million will be for the coffee store growth. Rest of it, I mean, biggest part of it is about IT investment. And the rest of it is the maintenance of our commissaries and our stores.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Can I just ask one more on the share of aggregator platforms in your delivery sales? That seems to have gone up again this year. And that's fine because probably aggregators are expanding a lot in Turkey at the moment and they're taking share. But do you put in any efforts to bring that aggregator customer back and onto your own app or your own website, maybe by sending them any coupons to come back to your website when you deliver the product to them?
Look, I mean, you are right. I mean, last couple of years, some of the growth came from the aggregators. We have included two more aggregators. But when you look at our this last 6 months' performance, we are able to keep our share of, there is a maybe slight decrease. But, when you assume, when you see that so many aggregators coming to our business, I think it's okay. But I can also tell you that last one or two months, our online ordering is performing better and better. So our strategy is to grow our online ordering platform, because I don't see any new aggregator coming to our business. So we are very confident that our channel is as strong as theirs.
Any new strategy that you adopted in those last 1 or 2 months that changed?
Yeah, I mean, you need to understand that out of these 6 months, 2 months was with the earthquake. You know, earthquake, I mean, although it was, you know, it affected directly 50 of our stores. But psychologically, it affected all the country. And about 2 months, we didn't talk about business, we didn't do any marketing, you know, we were just trying to save and help our people. So, you know, after the agenda of earthquake is finished, you know, we did very good offers, very good new products in our, I mean, there were a lot of online ordering only coupons in our platform, and that made a lot of growth in our platform.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Star 1 to ask a question. Maybe just one more reminder. Again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question over the phone, please press star 1. Star 1 to ask a question over the phone. As we have no further questions on the phone, I'd like to hand back over to our hosts for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you for listening to us. We hope to see you in our next announcement. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.